Speaking of damage, I know a lot of people to their personal property, their homes or cars might have had some damage. Kevin Bonnet, who is an agent for State Farm, joined us here. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for jumping on.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Morning, Will. Glad y'all could have me this morning.
Well, I mean, you can speak for State Farm and for your agency, but just in general, if you have damage to your home, to your property, to your car, even if you don't have State Farm, what do you think that, what should an individual do out there when a storm comes through like this?
Great question, Greg. Call your agent. Hopefully you've got a local agent. You know, you're dealing with somebody that's there for you that you call locally. If not, call your insurance company. But the main thing is call your agent, talk to them, let them go over your options with you. You know, some things are covered. Most things are. Some things are not. We're not the claims department at the agency level, but our job is to educate our customers, and we work for the customers, do what they want us to do. So my first and I guess the only thing to tell most customers is call your agent, discuss it with them, and get their advice on the next steps.
And your agency, have you seen a big influx here the last couple of days because of the storm? I mean, a lot of claims going to be made?
Yeah, State Farm has sent out. We get to a certain number. State Farm calls it a catastrophe, which opens up some other channels for us. And I was counting. I'm going out visiting customers yesterday and today, and I've got about, on homeowners, I've got about 40. So this is nowhere near as big as 18 when we had the hailstorm. You know, I had 400 or 500 on that one. Everybody got hit there. But some major damage, you know, a lot of trees causing damage, but about 30 to 40 on my side. So
that's just out of your one agency. That's not all the State Farm agencies. That's just Kevin Bonnet State Farm.
Just mine. The last number I saw, now, statewide, State Farm's expecting about 1,000 claims. Now, you know, it'll be some, but they don't have any real property damage, but with the electricity being off, the food spoilage, so those questions will come up as time keeps going on. And hopefully, you know, I want to echo what you and Will were talking about. The linemen are doing all they can, and you know, we want to thank them for what they've done. And I know Whitehall, we were out for a couple of days, but most of Whitehall's back on today, and I think a lot of Jefferson County's back, except for the rural area. So they're doing all they can and fast they can.
Did your agency, did y'all lose power early on?
We did, Greg. We lost it Sunday night. So Monday I was able to work in the office a little bit off a laptop and a Wi-Fi, and then when it expired on me, when it ran out of power, I was done. And Mr. Miles Smith, he opened his office up for me, so I worked there for a little while Monday. Tuesday, I was at the office at 7:30, and 7:56, power came on, so I called the team and said, let's get to work. The energy got us back quick. We were just out one day.
Well, that's good. That's good news. So, really, the best thing for somebody out there that has a claim is to call the agent.
Call their agent, yes, sir. And, you know, and I want to just throw something out there, because I know y'all are big about local as well, but if you're dealing with one of these 800-number insurances, I'm not going to say anything bad about them, but try to find your local agent. Shelter's got several great agents here, Farm Bureau. You know, I'm not going to put anybody above State Farm. We've got great agents, but stay local. You got people you can talk to. We're supporting the community by hiring people here, and we can come see you and write checks sometimes right there at the scene. So if you don't have a local agent when all this is over, find one. You know, some great companies in this town.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true, and I know a lot of the agents, and you're absolutely right about that, Kevin. And you made an interesting point that local agents at some points, I know when the hailstorm hit in 2018, y'all were writing checks right there.
We do. At State Farm, we have we call it draft authority. And just to give you an idea, we had a fire loss a couple of weeks ago, and I was there that, you know, didn't know whether they could live in the house. You know, knew we had damage, but State Farm put them up in a hotel until we can get things settled. You know, had a check right there for them to go replace. You know, you just think about your unmentionables, your clothes. Just nobody's prepared for a total loss fire or even a partial loss. So we do have that. All State Farm agents have what we call draft authority for those kind of claims. Now, this is a catastrophe. We're going to send a team in, so we're not writing the checks on this one. We don't actually look at property damage, but our claims team is here, and we're flooding it with more claims reps than we normally keep here to get this thing sped up for everybody.
All right, Kevin Bonnet at State Farm. Appreciate you jumping on this morning, Kevin. Have a good day.
Thanks, Greg. See you and Will later.
All right, man.
Kevin Bonnet.